The Montreal Burger Report, off the record. Over the weekend, I went to Patisserie Chez Philippe on Amherst and had my first burger melt. And it was so scrumptious and delicious that I decided, to hell with the schedule. I needed to tell some folk now. That's where you come in. Thanks for listening. I kinda sorta had to get it off my chest before it burst. Now first off, I hear you asking, what's a burger melt? Easy enough to answer. A burger melt is a hamburger where you replace the bun with not one, but two grilled cheese sandwiches. Kinda sorta like a three-decker sandwich, but not quite. Second off, I hear you ask, what's it taste like? Easy enough to answer. As I said earlier, scrumptious and delicious. You should have been paying attention. Third off, I hear you ask, where can I get one? Not so easy to answer. As of this instant, I do not know of any restaurant, cast coupe, greasy spoon, or other fine dining emporium in Montreal that has a burger melt on its menu. But I do know that if you ask nicely and politely, don't forget to say please and thank you, there are some wonderful burger joints that will make one specifically and specially for you. Now you need to be careful. It is my understanding that not all burger melts are created equal. As with your standard issue hamburger, a truly delicious and scrumptious burger melt should be made with freshly ground beef. But that's where the similarities end. Yours truly demands that a hamburger be almost plain, just a dab of mustard, and if I'm feeling particularly adventurous and daring, maybe a pickle. But a truly delicious and scrumptious burger melt needs, actually requires, some rabbit food fixings as toppings and a whole mess of them too. Why, I hear you ask? Well, it should be obvious. To cut through all the greasy goodness, of course. Face it, there ain't no way that two grilled cheese sandwiches and a hamburger can be called a light lunch or a snack. You're probably looking at something like 1,500 calories, with the majority of it coming from the fat in the cheese and the fat in the burger and the fat in the butter. So you're going to require something unheavy, like lettuce and tomato, to balance that sucker out. Also, I would not recommend that you eat more than one burger melt per lifetime, but it is your life and you can do with it what you wish. I just know that burger melts are delicious but deadly. Anyhow, now that I got that off my chest, run, don't walk, down to Patisserie Chez Philippe on 1877 Amherst, just below Ontario, and ask for a burger melt. Tell them that the Montreal Burger Report sent you.